We are live. It is another episode of Inside City Limits. It is myself, your host, Cole Sutton at C Sutton City. I am joined by my colleague and my friend, Mike. We are a little shorthanded today. We don't have Trevor, but
no Trevor today.
We are going to get no Trevor today. Is there a reason for that, Mike?
I think he's filming his KC supporters podcast he does on the side.
His Blue Cauldron pod that he calls it. You know, he's very excited about how that's looking. So what'd you say he said? Until they jump us? Until jump them in the standings?
Yeah, until City jumps KC in the standings, he's going to prioritize that one. Talk about a fair weather
fan.
He's
been like a sleeper cell just in getting into our our mindset and how we view players to go back and talk about it on a KC pod. Double agent. Ugh, that's tough. That is tough. No judgment here, but definitely a lot of judgment. So just us two today, no Trevor. I guess we can go ahead and start on the training ground since we are previewing the Portland game this weekend, another primetime Sunday night soccer matchup. The schedule is a little different. The team did train on Wednesday. They had Monday, Tuesday off, and then they will train when this comes out, I would assume, on Friday. So we don't have any final updates from that second session. But we had a few from Wednesday. It looked like Alm, Toyshirt, and Durkin were training inside. And then we also had some absences. But I guess, do we want to start with those three? Any surprises there? I know we saw Toyshirt kind of pick up a little knock at the end of San Jose.
Yeah, and Durkin too, right?
Yeah, he was limping around pretty roughly. I think it was even early in that first half. I was kind of surprised to see that he made it to halftime. I think he was knee and Toyshirt was hamstring, if I remember correctly.
I'm not surprised by any of them. I'm glad they're up and moving, though.
Al and I just don't even know what to expect anymore. I feel like it was talked about like he was so close to coming back, and then now he's, you know, he's not. I could have swore he was in a full participant in training like last week or something, and now he's off by himself.
Wilson are gonna just they're in their own tier for me. I don't ever expect them to play.
They really are. And speaking of Nilsson, he was absent from training again. Big shock there. We also had Silva was absent, which we'll get to. That was a funny one. I don't know if we've even talked about that off camera or off record, Mike. But Reed was also absent from Wednesday's training, but he ended up playing 90 in the City 2 match on Wednesday night. So I think that's kind of why he was maybe taking it easy a little bit. So my first thought when I heard that was with the Wallum suspension and he's playing 90 on Wednesday – I feel like we're probably getting a Giannis Horn start out wide on the left. How do you feel about that?
I'm just confused on what their plan with Reed is. Like I don't really understand what they're doing with him. Why is he not?
Oh yeah,
first team, like full time now.
I'm kind of hoping because he started last week. I thought that would mean he's like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ready to go. 100% full fitness. It's not like they're working him back if he's starting and playing, what, like 70 minutes?
Yeah, they've already announced, like, Horn's done at June. So what do we get out of playing him?
Yeah, which I know that you said before we started that you were – because I've seen both sides of that discussion. I've seen a lot of people say – you know, we wish, you know, we could keep him a little longer, maybe sign him permanently. And you are, I think, one of the few people that I have seen that are kind of like, yeah, I'm good with that.
Oh, yeah, but what are we going to miss? How many games did he even play this year?
Let me actually, I'm going to try to look that up real quick. Talk about something for a split second. I'm going to look it up.
Oh, hold on. I'm already pulling. He played 9 games. You know, he started for 4 or 5.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
he hasn't played an MLS game since May 10th.
I think they're going to try to get their money's worth at the end before they ship him off. Yeah. Like, hey, we're going to get him some minutes, I guess, because that's what we need before we cut him loose.
There's no benefit. I don't know. Like, the personnel decisions this week are very, very odd to me. I really don't understand what we would get out of playing Horn and having Reed back in City too.
Unless if someone they
could tweet at us and explain that decision to me, I would appreciate it.
I could maybe also see Matt Baker. Maybe. I still want to have Matt Baker on. It's going to happen eventually, but I could also see them maybe toying with, like, we did get an update with Kyle Hebert. The reason that he was out was not because he was getting traded. He had a son, or I don't know if it was confirmed son or daughter, but he had a child. And then he also had, the quote was, a bit of leg tightness. So he was kind of, you know, in between, you know, the fatherhood aspect, the injury aspect. But I think I didn't see any notes on him training separately at training. So I think he's good to go. So we could see him out wide on the left. Maybe Zielinski on the right if Totlin's not ready.
I would rather see Hebert because I'd rather see someone that I know is going to be here at the end of the season, most likely. Yeah. But
it's like when you play FIFA career mode and then you sell a player like before the transfer window opens, and then you just immediately put him in the reserves. And it's like, well, he's not going to sniff the field until he's gone. That's what I do, at least. Oh, you want to leave? You want to go to a better team for more money? Well, you're sitting on the fucking bench.
It's kind of, it's a little much. Don't you think?
You know, we run a tight ship.
We run a tight ship.
We run a tight ship on EAFC 25 manager mode.
I think the fans would Olaf you.
Yeah. Oh, dude. If you don't think that we're turning off the firing and just clearing house that first season with City's roster, I'm signing
what
I do this last one. Memphis Depay as a free agent. I'm signing Ziyech from PSG. I'm just loading up on free agents.
Did you email Lutz this list?
Hey, I've been doing some analysis, and I have a couple players I really think could make a difference.
First off, Lutz, have you ever heard of EAFC 25?
Yeah, Footy Manager. I know that one's a little – that's like an on steroids. Oh, my God. Yeah, no. So we've been – I can see how we can reshape this roster into a contender.
Oh, hold on. It's just going to take.
Go ahead.
Congratulations, Kyle Hebert.
Yeah, congratulations. Fatherhood, big deal.
That's awesome.
I think I've made this comment the last couple pods when we've noticed that he wasn't included in a selection, but I never thought that I would say I don't want them to trade Kyle Hebert. Like, when that kind of got brought up, I was like, the one time that I'm like, on his side, they're going to move him.
Well, maybe that's now, you know, maybe his whole situation was, you know, his wife was going to pop at any time. So they were letting him stay close and whatnot.
The other note from training, like I said, Silva did miss Wednesday's training session. And I saw that initially reported on X, and I was like, oh, well, did he get injured? I didn't remember seeing him limping or anything like that. He, I guess, was in New York between training sessions and missed his flight to come back for training. So they had to do like a separate, like, private training session for him Wednesday night by himself because he missed the group training and he's getting a fine.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Let me see.
Have you heard anything else about that? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, I saw Matthew Rocchio, the he used to be at 101. Now he's at the Sports Hub STL, and he was like, I just want to know what the cause was. Like, he wasn't like, how could you miss this? You know, it's a job, and you have a responsibility. He was just like, I just want to know what went wrong for him to miss that flight. And, dude, can you imagine when you learn that the flight's gone and you've missed it and just being like, oh, fuck, here we go.
I'm with Rocky on that. I kind of need a reason. And obviously the reason wasn't good enough because he got fined for it. You know, if he's like, oh, yeah, my plane got canceled, you're not getting fined for that.
But then I saw people, you know, obviously, like I said, well, this is a job and they should be held responsible and how dare they, blah, blah, blah. And he was like,
the boomers came out.
You've never, yeah. And Rocky was like, you guys have never been late before. Like, you've never missed something by a couple minutes. Like, it was just like everyone was getting very up in arms about him missing training.
Imagine if everyone's jobs started tweeting out, so and so was late.
So and so was 5 minutes late to the Friday morning meeting.
And fined.
He said, Zonda Silva missed training and will be catching a fine. Was in New York after Saturday during the players' break and didn't make it back in time. He'll have a special session to train tonight. And then he said, did he miss his flight? Did he book it too late? Like, honestly, that's only the detail that I – that's the only detail I care about, and I couldn't agree more. I just – I'm nosy. I just want to know why. I don't give a shit that he missed.
I mean, it's a players' break, so it's not like – it's not weird that he was in New York, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a couple days off since we have a later game this week, but I would put money that he just missed his flight, you know? Yeah. I would just assume it wasn't anything malicious until we learn otherwise, but...
I've only missed one flight in my life, and it was the worst feeling that I've ever experienced in my life. I don't understand how close? People... Yeah, we were... It was when we were going to Florida, and we... Actually, no, it wasn't even we missed it, to be honest. It was they just kept delaying it, and then they just canceled the flight, and they had to, like, put us in a hotel until the next morning. That was fun. So I'm sure that's probably what he did, or he booked the next flight into St. Louis and immediately got back.
You know, maybe it was remember when we went to Minnesota to watch the All Caps play the Loons a couple years ago, and... Get to the airport for our 3 o'clock flight, and it says 8 p.m.
Oh, that was so tough. I remember emailing my boss at work and was just like, I don't think I'm going to make it in tomorrow. We weren't going to get in until so late after that.
Minneapolis airport.
Oh, my God. And we just sat and watched football in, like, the shitty, like, Vikings bar in the airport. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, not great. So we'll see... if that impacts his performance at all. We kind of talked about it last week, but I'm... Yeah, I could see that as well. I don't know. I'm trying not to react too early. I think that he can bring something to the lineup. He just needs a little bit... Sometimes you need a little bit more runway. Need some more minutes out there, get acclimated, whatever that means. So we'll see if we see him, and if so, how he looks. See anything else from training? Oh, they said they're monitoring Toy Shirt and Durkin daily to see how they do. Besides that, everyone else was a full participant in training, including Horn and Leuven. So maybe Leuven is at a place now where he's fully good to go. I wouldn't count on it, but hopefully we get a little extended run of him not having to take any breaks for any personal reasons.
Yeah, I mean, he ended up with a full 90. Last week, I think he even said that wasn't the plan, but he just pushed through. So you're back to the point where you kind of expect to see Leuven every week. Maybe some 60-minute subs a la Olaf, but...
I think really that if he's...
a la Olaf.
I was just going to say, I think if he's fully healthy, you let him play as long as he wants. Unless it's like he's dying out there in the summer heat, like... If he wants to stay out there, I think you let him.
Now, what does worry me, though, is reason. Would be Toy Shirt missing? You know, I mean, look, I know Toy Shirt hasn't been performing the way we want him to perform, but, you know, like, it's kind of a thin part of our lineup, so you hate to see anybody going down, first of all, but, like, you know who Toy Shirt's backup is, right? It's Betcher.
Just going to say, we all know what that means if he's gone.
I'd rather have, like, 60 Toy Shirt, 30 Betcher than 90 Betcher, you know? But.
And we just talked about how his performance wasn't great, but I feel like it's either Betcher or you could maybe put Silva out there on the wing, but I don't know.
Or cross our fingers and we get a Joiner appearance.
Ooh, I would like a Joiner. And that's why when they hired Critchley, I was like, I could see him making the most of that opportunity, getting some minutes because he's been with him before.
What sucks is, like, that's not even about – that situation is not even about who's the best. It's about Joyner's contract and how that's going to work. So that's the main part. You're getting into, like, the baseball type contract playing with stuff that nobody likes. So
and I don't know when it is, but I think that I just saw Joyner. I wanted us to talk about it when the Olaf firing happened, so we didn't really get to it, but he got a call up for the US youth team. I don't know when that is, but he might also not be available for a couple weeks or at least a week or so because of that.
He was also Joyner was just named C2 or MLS Next Pro Player of the Month for May. That was today. He got that award.
And that's just making me more excited. I think it's a mix of hope for the future with some of those young guys and being a little frustrated with how the offense has looked in the current tense. I would love to see him maybe not start, but like a halftime sub or, you know, give him more than 20 minutes at the end of the match just to see if he can settle in and create anything. I'd be on board.
I'm reading the press release that City put out for it. And it does say Joyner and City 2 will travel to Denver Soccer Stadium, take on the Rapids next Sunday.
Lame.
So he went, you know, he did score 4 goals against Portland too. So that's what we're,
that's what
like
I'm saying.
2 goals against Portland 1, right?
Yeah. Even 1 goal against Portland 1, I would take. Oh, man. Yeah, I would like it. I would like it. We'll see. We'll see what that looks like. We are going to do a predicting or a lineup prediction later so we can kind of get into specifics. But do we want to go ahead and move into our match preview? Is there anywhere that you'd want to start? I mean, I guess we've kind of talked about, you know, the Wollum red card suspension. We might see Horn out at the wing back. But is there anybody else that you'd like for sure want to see or that you wouldn't want to see included in that lineup?
Away from the obvious that I just want to see more Celio, more Klaus, more Leuven.
Yeah.
And I'll give you 3 people that I want to see on a consistent basis, but not necessarily. I don't want to see them start consistently as well. I want to see Zielinski, JGR, and Ostrock on a consistent basis.
I like those two. I like those.
I gave 3. Which one do you like?
I meant the T-O-O. Like, I was thinking, I was going to, you know, give... I like those. Joyner, obviously, would be a pretty good one there, but I don't know if he would be at that level yet to where people would be dying to see him consistently.
You, we're getting inside baseball on Joyner. Like, they're going to play with his contract until... I don't know if we're going to see Joyner very much this season. Which sucks because he's playing out of his mind right now.
I'm kind of hoping it doesn't get to this point, but if they, you know, maybe hit a little bit of a rough patch and it's very obvious that we're not going to make the playoffs, that's when I want to do like what the Blues did when they were that couple of years where they were sucking and not coming close. Just bring up all the young guys. Let all the City 2 prospects play. Maybe, you know, keep Leuven and Klaus fully fit and, you know, give some of the young guys, at least give them the space to create and maybe lock in a spot on this roster. Because there's a lot of players on this team that I'm like, I don't feel 100% one way or the other. Like, I'm kind of like, I could see them doing well. I could see it not going well and them leaving. Like, I need more minutes to figure out how I feel about some of these players.
I mean, past Hartel, Leuven, Celio, Durkin, and then Kessler and Bumgardel. You know, who has a locked up spot? Obviously, Berkey, if he'll stay. Berkey, if he'll have
if
us, right?
If he'll stay, yeah.
If he'll have us, Berkey. But outside of those, like, other than the obviously the young guys, but...
Yeah.
You know, Wollum's on a loan, so we don't even know what his deal is. I don't think a lot of people are wanting Watts and Yarrow back.
Yeah. Those are my two clear. Anyone you don't want to see? I was like, that's a layup, but it's those two for sure.
Klaus, Twishard, Betcher, you know, very on the fence about those three.
I think Betcher, I was banging the Betcher drum for a while. I think I've finally officially moved to the point to where I don't really want to see Betcher.
Him and Twister are in such a weird spot because we saw last year what they're capable of. And so you're like you know that's still there. They can still produce at that level. I mean, Betcher could have 12 goals this year already. Yeah. Right? Like, you know that it's still there. So, I don't know. This season is definitely, it's almost like a tryout for everybody I didn't name.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And we are in that weird, like, you know, they, when Olaf was fired, they very heavily emphasized we are going to focus on play style and tactics, and we want players and coaches who will you know, align with how this club's vision is on the field and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, then I feel like there's a lot of, you know, question marks on this roster and the future of how this lineup looks, because the next coach could come in, like in the NFL, and go, well, I didn't draft this guy. Like, this guy sucks in training. He's not trying hard enough. Like, you know, we could see, especially with the transfer windows that they emphasize so much in those pressers, we could see a very different look next season, hopefully for the better, but it could also be for the worst.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll see very different, because they also did emphasize, like, the energy drink soccer is going to be our brand of football. So, like I said when we were talking about Olaf getting fired, all that does is the next coach you hire has to be right. Has to be the guy.
Yeah. And I don't even need, like, big names or expensive, you know, like, I don't need you to go out and spend millions on one name, but at least bring in enough depth that if you are going to play that energy drink soccer, especially over, like, the summer where it's hot in St. Louis and probably everywhere else that you play, like, you need quality off the bench for when Klaus and Leuven and Hartel, well, maybe not Hartel because I feel like he's usually playing 90, but, like, you need somebody that can step in and still produce once those regular starters are gassed, which they will be.
Yeah, I don't know. The summer transfer window is going to tell us a lot. You know, we are only 6 points out of the playoffs right now. So this isn't some insurmountable hill we put ourselves behind. I know, it's crazy what 3 points could do for you, huh?
Yeah. It's crazy what 3 points also can do just for the vibe. Like, the stadium on Saturday after that game was the loudest I've heard it in quite a while. Like, the Leuven penalty kick goal, like, that place went nuts. And I think that, even if Critchley isn't, you know, consistent like that, and, you know, they struggle, I think just the right timing of your wins can go a long way for fans, for coaches, for players, for anybody.
And even when they tied it, and, you know, the stadium definitely did fall silent for a little bit.
Yeah.
But it just circles back to what we talked about, that you can lose, you can be bad, you can't be boring. You know, because as soon as they scored, everybody, you felt it, I felt it, was like, man, maybe this just is like, this team just can't do it past the 60th minute. Yeah. But
here, like, we go again. Still, same shit.
I was still, and then they come back and they're pressing hard again, like, okay, we're not just going to take the tie. Like, let's go. Let's get this three points. And
I think the energy was insane. Oh, and especially in that setting, like that match specifically, there's no way you can go, all right, maybe we'll pull them back a little bit. We'll go into a lower line and we'll just take the draw. It was like, no, I'd rather them lose trying to go for the winner than draw 2-2 in that scenario, or 2-1-1, whatever, to be honest. Even though that this whole conversation, I guess we talked about the lineup going into Sunday, but a lot of this doesn't have to do with the Portland match specifically. But at least, I don't know about you, when I think of Portland, and as someone who's not always checking results in the table, like I'm watching City every week, but the non-City games I'm kind of fading in and out on. But I think of Portland as like a powerhouse of the MLS, and they're really like just kind of middle of the road right now. I mean, their goal differential is not super high or low. They're at 7-4-5 with only 20. I say only. We only have 14 points, but 26 points on the year. Like I think that this is a winnable game this weekend.
Yeah, it was funny you said about the – you think of them as a powerhouse. I saw someone who said that they feel like Brighton in the Premier League. You know, they're always just like sitting 6-8.
Yeah.
And Portland's always like
very consistent,
like 4th or 5th in the West.
That is honestly – that's a very good comparison. That's a very good call, whoever did that.
Because when I was looking up how they're doing, I was like, oh, they're 5th. Who is? That's surprising. You know, I don't think I've ever seen them higher than 3rd. They're obviously a very good team. They have some goal scorers. I think they have 25 on the year. Yep. And only 22 allowed, which is, that's kind of all numbers allowed wise, obviously not scoring wise. It's so weird to do these previews now. Because it's like starting the year all over again, pretty much, you know?
Yeah. Fresh.
You really don't know what City's going to come out and do.
And looking at the numbers, too, we talked about the goals scored. So they have 25 goals scored compared to our 13. Our XG, City's XG, is a 22.58. Portland's is only a 21.87. So we're higher on XG. They have, you know, 10-plus more goals than we do. But we're also really close on target attempts, where we have 68 and they're only at 70. So at least the offensive numbers, besides the ones that have found the back of the net, the goals, they look pretty similar.
What did Jack always say? We're not bad, we're just unlucky.
You know, at the time, I didn't want to hear what he had. I didn't want to hear that at the time, but it's plausible. I'll say that at least. It's plausible.
And this could be the part where City kind of regresses back to the mean, you know, with the numbers that have been thrown up. You're sitting there like, maybe they were just underperforming with Olaf. Yeah. And I don't know. Because then you also don't want a new coach bump is a thing. Everybody knows that that's a thing. So you almost don't want to read too much into the San Jose win.
That's what I was just going to say. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, I know it's still very fresh and it's still very recent in his tenure, Critchley's tenure, but how are they going to look without the home crowd behind them? And how are they going to look without that, you know, that burst of energy? Like, we got to, you know, we got to go out there and get 3 points. It's the first match, new time. Like, it'll be interesting to see how they look. But like you said earlier, even if we lose, we were already playing like shit and losing earlier this season, but at least this visual of losing will at least be more entertaining, or will be more like what we're used to.
I'd rather lose 2-1 than 1-0.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's look at, I did the last 5 matches for Portland. So they just faced, so they haven't actually played since last Wednesday. They played on the 28th. So they are a little bit refreshed. They won 2-1 against Colorado on the 24th. They were 1-0 loss at Orlando. They did just lose it was back in May. They lost in the Open Cup to San Jose, who we just beat. A 1-1 draw against Seattle, and then a 0-0 draw against Salt Lake. So their last 5, they are win, loss, and 2 draws. We're honestly about the exact same. We have 3 losses, 1 draw, 1 win.
Making this sound like it's going to be a snooze fest.
I think it might be, honestly. I don't know if we want to preview our guessing game picks, but I kind of took that into account where I think it might be a snooze fest. The MLS and their injury reporting is so bad. Like, I was trying to look up who's out for Portland, or, you know, who picked up an injury recently. And unless it's on the official availability report, I couldn't find shit. So who knows who's playing, who's not. But I think it's a team that can score goals, but it's not going to be like a 4-0 ass-kicking like the Seattle game was, for example.
Yeah, what sucks is I think they released their availability reports Friday.
And we Friday morning, yeah.
Thursday night. Absolutely. So. Yeah. It's just kind of a guessing game for us.
Speaking of a guessing game, I mean, no, go ahead. Sorry,
we gotta talk about the lineup first.
That's what I was gonna say. We can guess the lineup.
Guessing game. You know what that? You know what that segues into? It's not the lineup.
The still unsponsored City Limits guessing game, which we'll get to in a little bit. But the lineup. Okay, so. Last week, the sheet that they gave to media at Energizer Park had them in a 4-3-3, but I feel like it looks like more of like a 4-2-3-1. What do you
believe?
Do you have
on
any
the
guesses,
broadcast,
or?
It said 4-2-3-1 as well, and with the lineup that was out, it definitely felt like 4-2-3-1. I think is what they played as. So. Let's go with that.
So we'll go with that. Okay, so we have Berkey and Net, obviously. Defensively, I know that you don't love it, but I think we're going to see Horn, Kessler, hopefully, Bumgarle, and then I'm going to say Zielinski. I don't know if Totland's ready to go yet. Maybe Zielinski out wide on the right?
I'm thinking Hebert on the left. Yeah, I agree, Zielinski on the right, probably. Totland's definitely not ready to start. We might see him in another sub situation, but
just seeing him in general, just him being on the pitch is a win for us because we need him badly. Okay, so I did Hebert slash Horn on the left. Oh my god, dude! Kessler, yeah, I don't even want to get it. Yeah, yeah.
Timo, move on from that one.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that one. Zielinski on the wing. Because if I say, oh, yeah, that would never happen again, and then he gets injured, I would go through hell on this podcast and on social media. Okay, so we have the back four. Thank God it's back to a back four. The midfield with Wallum out, I'm intrigued to see how this looks. We could possibly be without Wallum and Durkin in the midfield. So we know Leuven.
We will be. I think it's going to be Leuven Watts.
Oh. See, this is where, and it's not even the Watts thing. Like, I try not to just shit on players for no reason. Well, there were some reasons, but I try not to shit on players constantly. Excuse me. But I think, why not have Hartel back in that central mid pairing and then put like a front three or, you know, whatever you want to do that of like, Celio, Klaus, Silva. Like, that's honestly what I would want, but I do think you're right. I think we see Leuven Watts.
That's what it's going to be, man. Don't even try to fight it.
Okay, so we are now looking up top. I think with Krich, unless, you know, something big happens in training, I think Celio is going to be locked into that left side.
I think Celio, Hartel are in ink at this point.
Yeah, Celio, Hartel, Klaus, probably.
Yeah.
That's not really a hot take by any means.
Booker's going to be on the left. It's probably going to be better, isn't it?
God, dude. Oh, I messed up my writing. Okay. So we'll do Hartel in the midfield. Celio, Klaus. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to put Becher and then maybe like slash Silva.
Ostrock as well.
Ooh. See, I would like an Ostrock start. I would rather see an Ostrock start than Becher.
It's same. I would prefer Ostrock over Becher.
Okay, let's do Ostrock. The last time I went to one of those jersey signings, I took a picture with Becher when he signed my jersey, and I put it as my profile picture on Twitter. That definitely needs to get updated. We'll change it back to what it was before. That was when I was all in on him, and I thought Jack was just being a dick about being negative, but I'm starting to see the light on Betcher a little bit. So we went 4-2-3-1. We have Berkey in between the posts. Hebert or Horn on the left back, Kessler and Timo at the center back pairing, and then Zielinski out wide on the right. Leuven, Watts in the central mid, maybe Hartel a little higher up top, and then Celio, Klaus. And I went ahead and put Betcher, and then did, you know, our parentheses, maybe Ostrak, maybe Silva. How do we feel? That sound good?
Yeah, hoping for Ostrak, hope for Hebert. Probably going to get Horn and Betcher.
This is, I guess, a very broad question, but I feel like the lineup last week was pretty much, like, that, not that it was a safe bet, but that was a, you know, he didn't really go out and take any risks in player selection. I know that he said in the presser that it was based on a lot of, like, how they looked in training, like he wanted to give everyone a chance to start. If, you know, Ostrak or Silva, maybe not Silva after missing the Wednesday session, but maybe Ostrak has a great day of training Friday and he did well Wednesday and they want to put him in, so I'd be on board with that, but I'm kind of waiting to see when they put in some of those players and let them get a chance instead of just like playing it safe with the lineup.
Just see a good lineup every week. Don't try to overthink it. Like, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to make this an Olaf hate podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start saying the previous manager. Past.
Yeah, the previous manager. Which, speaking of the previous manager who we don't have to name, how awkward is that Aston Villa friendly going to be later this year? I feel like that was the hate watch
last week.
Maybe this shows how immature I am. If I was a coach for a team that got fired, I would hate watch and then be dying for them to lose just so I could be like, see? It wasn't me. I wasn't the problem. Is that the most healthy way of dealing with that experience? Probably not, but that's probably what I would do.
I just Googled his name to see what he's up to. He's hanging out with Jack Grealish in a bar.
Is that real? Like he actually was?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That you could have said that, and I would have been like, no chance that's actually accurate. Villa legends.
Hey, maybe they'll both be there.
Oh, my God. He is an assistant on the Villa coaching staff, just comes back in a couple months. All right, enough about the former manager. We'll do our guessing game and we'll get out of here. So it's just us today, obviously. Do you want to go first, Mike, or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Since I've never predicted a city loss, unlike some people on this podcast, or city draw for that fact.
Trevor.
I think they're going to go 34-0 every year.
Yeah. I think that we've actually had an... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll wait till after.
No, finish. Finish your...
I was going to say, I feel like... I think that we've actually had an argument outside of the podcast about that, because when I would predict City to lose, which they were for 10 straight games, you guys would shit on me. My only comeback would be, well, I'm sorry, I don't expect him to go 34-0-0 every year.
You know, if you ask me, hey, what's City going to do this year? How many points they're going to get? Yeah, I'm not going to say, what is that, 102? I'm not going to say 102, obviously. But if you ask me week by week, it would add up to 102. I think they're going to win every week. I think the Blue
I'm a game by game week. Kind of guy.
I got 2-1 City.
Okay.
Klaus, Brace. If Klaus can get going, you know, sign that man. It
goes a long way.
But 2-1 Klaus. Way. Klaus goal, Klaus, man of the match. Easy win in Portland.
That's very close to a Jack special there. 2 goals, City win, and Klaus Kohl score, man of the match.
I think we're done with our the way I've seen this team defend, I think we're done with our shutouts for the year.
Well, that's crazy you could be so negative. Me, personally, I would never be negative like that with this club. So I have a 1-0 shutout, City win on the road, only their second away win of the year after L.A. With the shutout, I don't give a shit who scores. Berkey, man of the match. But if I did give a shit on who would score, I would go with Hartel. So that's what I'm going to lock in. 1-0 City win, Berkey, man of the match, and a Hartel goal. Standings for the guessing game before we get out of here. I, of course, am in first place with 5 points. Mike is at 4, and Trevor is still at 2. So, you know, regardless of who's in first place, regardless of who's in first, we could be Trevor, so it could be worse.
Yeah.
All right, well, we will go ahead and get out of here. Trevor will be back. He's almost done wrapping up his Sporting KC pod, so he'll probably join us next week. If not, who knows? But we will be back to recap the Portland game. I know the next weekend is a little iffy. We got, you know, some stuff going on, so we'll figure out our schedule. But we will be back to, of course, preview and recap every City match. Until then, give us a follow at ICL Pod. At C Sutton City. And until then, let's go all caps.